We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From Learfield, this is the CU Buffs Insider. Here's the voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson.
Hi, everybody. Welcome into the Buffs Insider, a weekly podcast here at the University of Colorado, along with Neil Welk. I'm voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson. Neil, of course, from CUBuffs.com. Early signing this year, December 20th, college football. Kind of changed the landscape of bringing in the next class. The Buffaloes did put together a nice class, pretty evenly between offense and defense, and I guess at this point, every class looks fantastic, but early impressions of what you saw Mike McIntyre do on Wednesday?
Well, early impressions are, Mark, I think, number one, they addressed needs. They went and got some defensive linemen, a couple guys that could come in and play for them right away, and I think that's going to be a big help. We heard Jim Jeffcoat say that they needed some depth there. He just played a few guys way too many plays last year. That should be a big help. They addressed some needs up front on the offensive line. I think every recruiting class, you have to have the big fellas up front because that's where it all starts. They got some skill positions. They got some JC guys that should be able to come in and help right away as far as, you know, on the defensive line as well. Well, as a linebacker and in the secondary, and I think that's a big help. So they address needs and they got some athleticism, and I think the athleticism across the board looks good. If you look at the film of these guys, I think they were all, you know, very good high school and JC players. So, you know, that's all we know about them right now. Check back with me in spring, at the end of spring ball, we'll know a little bit more when some of them have shown up. Check back with me at the end of fall camp. We'll know a little bit more. And if you really want to know how good this recruiting class is, ask me in 2 years, and I think I'll have a pretty good idea. But I am certainly not the one of the experts that can tell you this is a top 20, top 40, top 50 class.
You know, I always hearken back to early in my career. I was at Purdue University, and Joe Taylor had such a great run at Wyoming. He becomes the head coach of the Boilermakers, and I'm a young, wet-behind-the-ears sportscaster at the time. And I go in, and Joe was always so gracious with his time, even though I'm, you know, 24 years old, whatever I was, 23. And I said, well, Coach, you got a good-looking recruiting class there. What do you think? And he says, Mark, every coach loves their class on this day, signing day. Now, when they all cross the state line this fall to get here, they'll shrink 2 inches and gain 3/10 in their 40 time. I'll have a different opinion then, but that kind of echoes what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, if you would have gone back 5 years ago and looked at Mike McIntyre's first recruiting class here, would you have said that Chidobe Awuzie was going to be a second-round draft pick? Would you have said Akella Weatherspoon a year later was going going to go in the third round, Tedrick Thompson in the fifth, Jordan Carroll in the, you know, be drafted by the Dallas Cowboys. Would you have said that about those kids? Probably not. So I'll just wait and see. And I think, you know, in terms, like I said, in terms of athleticism, they went and got some kids that have that, that have the ability. They address some needs. We'll see how they play.
I'll say this, and I think Mike and the staff did a great job in this regard. There were no surprises on Wednesday. Nobody they thought they had ended up going elsewhere. And you and I have talked with a number of the assistant coaches who said, you know, we think that's a good indicator of building a relationship, being honest with these guys, laying out the truth to them, letting see what becoming a Buffalo is all about, and that way they stick to their word and their promise to us. So I take that as a great positive from a staff standpoint.
No, and that's you know, paramount in recruiting is establishing a trust with those kids, and you get in on them early and you convince them that this is a place to be. You show them that what you're going to do, they have trust in the program, they have trust in the coaches, and so yeah, I think they did a very good job, and I think they did a good job in talent evaluation early, and that's just more and more and more a premium is placed on that, because you've got to identify this kid, you know, you've got to identify kids. They're identifying the 2018, 2019 class right now. And then you've got to be in contact with them. So, yeah, I think they've done a very good job in that. And, again, it's a very athletic-looking class. What struck me is as I was looking through the list and watching the highlight films and the tape they have of these kids, I didn't see projects. You know, every once in a while, if you go back even over the last 4 or 5 years, Colorado would bring in 4, 5, 6 projects. Okay, if this kid grows, if he does this. I didn't see any if this kid does this. It's just kid can come in and play.
Well, and I'm going to say this as well, and you've been around this program long enough to know there have been periods of this, and far too much of that happened early in my tenure here as the voice of the Buffs, where you looked at who else was chasing a kid, and it was the Buffaloes beat, you know, Bob Screendoor U for this guy and this directional school for this guy. That wasn't the case here. The large majority of the guys we're talking about here, it was other Pac-12 conference schools, a couple of out of the Big 12 or the SEC or the Big 10. And it's not that the evaluation is always perfect, but at least there's a lot of numbers at the top level of college football that were after a lot of these guys very vigorously.
Yeah, either everybody was wrong you know, about these kids. I mean, Notre Dame was wrong, SC was wrong, Nebraska was wrong, or Colorado was right. And so you have to like the fact that, yeah, that a lot of other schools were interested. I mean, there's a, you know, Frank Phillip, a kid that took a visit to Notre Dame over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Notre Dame made a big push for him down the stretch. That's what you like to see, is a kid say no to Notre Dame and yes to Colorado.
Yeah, Frank Phillip, by the way, offensive lineman, 6'7", 200. And in fact, they listed him on the roster, 265, but the coaches all said when they visited him last week, he was up to nearly 280 pounds. So big, long, athletic offensive lineman. Let me throw this name at you. Israel Antoine was a guy that had committed, was it Ole Miss, decommitted, reopened after they had a coaching change down there. Oklahoma Player of the Year, one of the top defensive linemen of the country, and had committed to Oklahoma State. And the night before signing day, the bus flipped him and brought him back. He's the kind of guy that looks like he can jump and play right away.
That's a kid that Jim Jeffcoat was doing backflips over. And just watching Jim Jeffcoat do backflips is worth it alone. But, no, that's a kid that you know, you very seldom get a defensive lineman that can come in and play for you right away. This is a kid that they think can. I mean, he's a 300-pound kid. He was the Oklahoma powerlifting champion. Big, strong kid. Really nice, you know, on the defensive end. Can set an edge, can play the run, can rush the passer. And so, yeah, that's a kid that you look at and say that could be, you know, if you're looking for a difference maker right now, a kid that's going to come in and contribute right away, certainly he's, you know, right up among the top of that list.
And the Buffaloes did sign 3 defensive linemen. Here's another guy, Davion Taylor. He's an athlete. I guess they're looking at kind of that buff hybrid position they play that Ryan Mulder played the last couple of years. But you watch him athletically, he's one of those guys that pops. As Gary Barnett likes to say, he's got suddenness, and he was the number 7 ranked junior college player in America.
You know, the really interesting thing about this kid is his mother's a Seventh-day Adventist. He did not play high school football because he could not play on Friday nights. He's a kid that just went to JUCO, started playing football at a JUCO, and is now here and is just you know, really come on, and it's showing some tremendous skills. Could come in and play right away at that Buff spot.
And lastly here, before we kind of wrap up talking about the football signing class, defensive backs. And I think, you know, for a long time, Colorado was known for, you know, the linebackers this program pushed out. I think in recent years, there have been a lot of offensive linemen have come out of Colorado, some very good ones right now in the NFL, Nate Solder, David Bakhtiari, and the like. In recent years, around Mike McIntyre, the defensive backs have been outstanding. And so I think you and I both talked about this. We trust Mike McIntyre's evaluation of secondary players. And, boy, every guy is much the same body type. Long, 6'2", 6'3", kind of Jimmy Smith, Akello Witherspoon-type bodies out there.
Yeah, exactly. And now you can throw Isaiah Oliver into that list, the long kid that can go out, that can cover somebody man-to-man, that can go up and get the ball in traffic, that has the speed to run with somebody all the way down the field, go up and make plays. And you know, again, like you said, when Mike – you know, recruits a defensive back, you know, that's judgment I think you can trust, you know, pretty well, but given the fact that about five of his defensive backs are playing in the NFL.
And lastly here, what is the importance, do you think, of the fact that Deion Smith, or I beg your pardon, Demetri Stanley out of Cherry Creek High School, Blake Stenstrom stays home to play for the Buffaloes, and also staying home was Ray Robinson. So the fact that they kept three of the top players in the state of Colorado to play for the flagship institution, what do you think is the value of that?
I think you always need to get the best kids you can out of Colorado.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.